Hello, and welcome to Muzak for the Observant, broadcasting live on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. I'm your host, Emily, and today we have a very special episode of Muzak for the Observant. Ilakuta is playing live on this show later, but first we're going to play just a couple songs to sort of get us in the mood. Ilakuta is still setting up. It's casual around here on Wednesday, but hopefully they'll be playing some awesome new tunes for you soon. But we're going to start out with a song by Kim Gray off his album Perfume called Yesterday's Smoke.
Musical competition in the country.
Shindig!
CITR is hosting our 33rd annual Shindig. It's a battle of the bands at Pat's Pub every Tuesday night.
Our host Andy has curated 27 delicious local bands to compete for the title. Who will take the crown from last year's winners late spring? Come to find out. Fun fact, at this year's Shindig, there'll be fun facts for beers. Thanks to this year's sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder, Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Sixtant Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Bernie Brewing, and Print Print.
Come out to Shindig this Tuesday, October 25th, to see Mark Mills, S. Lord Efferman, and Freak Dream.
Good night, Shindig is everywhere. Remember, no matter what anyone says, rock on!
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Hello and welcome to Muzak the Observant on CITR 101.9. We just heard an ad for Shindig, but it was the one that happened last night. Mark Mills ended up winning, so I'm going to play a track by Mark Mills just so you can get a taste of what you missed yesterday. But Shindig is going on every week on Tuesday nights at Pat's Pub, so definitely come down and check it out. And here's Mark Mills with Won't Let You Down.
They were the words that I remember, and I think about them all of the time. God only knows, you could be loving that, leaving me half of the time. When in my hands, to keep count of all the times you're knocking me down on my knees. I wanna know that the storm has passed me now. I wanna know.
No, I won't let you down. You down.
Hello, and we're back on Music the Observant on CITR 101.9. We have three members of Illacuda here in for a chat. Hello, lads.
What's going on?
Good day. Great day to be alive here.
Why don't you tell us a little about your band, what you do, what you're up to, what you like to eat for snacks?
We like all sorts of snacks, really. We're just like five good friends, all known each other since high school, and kind of all moved out to Vancouver and started playing music together. It started with Will, just like writing and singing songs, and Nick playing drums. Will lived in Nick's closet, which
is like, for a year.
Yeah, for a whole year.
How big was this closet?
It was like 4 feet by, no, it was about 4 by 6.
Yeah, it was tiny.
No ventilation, no windows.
Could you fit a bed in there?
A single mattress. But it was pushed up against the walls.
There's nothing else.
I know someone who still continues to live in a closet and just has a queen size bed in there.
It works.
Vancouver's crazy. Yeah, you have to. They've got someone, our good friend Tom. He's living in the cellar at Will's house right now.
Oh, really?
Like Harry Potter.
Yeah, like Harry Potter, under the stairs. Yeah, he's got a little dungeon down there.
That sounds healthy.
He likes to chain smoke in it.
Our house is a little bit moldy as well, so it's great.
Talk closer. Yeah. I think we've got the living situation and snack front covered. You want to say a little bit about your music, what you've been up to?
So basically right now we are working on a full length, our first full length, with a producer from the city named Sean Cole.
Okay.
Who's done some good stuff. He's luckily decided to take us on. I don't really understand why, but it's super
exciting. Just take it.
Super exciting for all of us. So we've been working at that. Got some plans to go down to California in June to do some touring with some friends there. And as soon as the weather gets nice, we're going to head out to Edmonton and play with some of our good friends out there.
Yo, I'm from Edmonton.
Really?
Yeah.
If you know Morewine or Pike.
Morewine. I've heard of Morewine. I moved away from Edmonton back when I was like 18 and didn't know anything about what was cool. So
those guys are definitely cool.
Those guys are cool. You should tell me what's cool in Edmonton because I feel like maybe you know better than me.
I would say, yeah, Morewine, Pike. Travis Pretzel released a new record not long ago, which is pretty good.
Awesome.
Okay.
Waxing romantic.
Yeah.
Have you been to Edmonton before?
No, just Calgary.
Oh.
All
okay.
of our roommates.
I see how it is.
Yeah, all of our roommates though are Bird Boys.
Really?
So yeah.
Okay.
They keep us dirty with the patch updates.
Excellent.
Actually, I think you've met one of our roommates, Tom, or talked to him for a little while.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah. I talk to a lot of people. You know, you're social. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's cool. Yeah.
Yep, we've got a couple shows coming up here.
In Vancouver.
One on December 5th. Third. We've taken a break for the last while to work on our recordings. And then what's the next one in Victoria?
The
26th. The 26th of November will be in Victoria. At Lucky Bar, yeah.
Right on. So you're picking up now that you've worked on your new record?
Yeah, but we're trying to do like one a month at most just for right now so we don't saturate any of our stuff.
Right, yeah. You got to keep it fun for you guys, too.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. It's always fun.
You seem very into being, like, together, you know, as a band and as, like, a little crew.
Yeah, we're together most of the time.
All the time. Yeah.
The majority of the band lives together. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. In, like, a big house.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
It's great. I love it. It's like it's cleanish.
It's gross.
Well, it's gross.
Who's like dropping the ball on the cleaning?
All of us, dude, simultaneously.
I don't think the cleaning ball's ever been picked up.
Nobody
could actually drop it. Actually, that's not true. The kitchen looks really nice right now. I walked in today. Someone did a good job.
Who did that? Oh, well, right here. Are you the neatest one?
Yes and no, I'd say.
Mm,
for sure.
Okay. You look like you might be the neatest one.
You know, I'm a bit of a clean freak, and I like to have the house organized just so I have clarity of mind, you know, but living with six other guys that are 20, we can't always keep it so tight.
It's a lot to handle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm glad I don't live there.
Oh, you don't live there?
No.
Okay.
Ryan lives there. Yeah. Jordan lives there.
And Will lives there.
Will lives there.
So, and him and Nick don't live here.
Yeah.
How long ago did you move to Vancouver?
I moved here just over a year ago.
Yeah, I've been here for like 3 years and a month.
And you all knew each other in high school?
Yeah. I graduated high school early. I had this condo up the mountain, and Will was still in high school. He used to skip like every day and come crash on my floor. We'd go snowboarding.
On his kitchen floor.
Yeah, he had a little tent set up.
You slept on his kitchen floor in a tent?
Well, no, it was like a blanket. It was a blanket fort.
Oh, it was
really.
A blanket
fort. Yeah, it was like
a
makeshift,
that makes a
makeshift
lot more
tent.
Sense.
Yeah.
Right on.
On a mountain.
On a mountain.
Yeah, we've all kind of.
Where are you from?
We're all from Comox Valley. This guy's from Campbell River, which is right beside Comox Valley.
Islanders.
On Vancouver Island.
Right. So were did you all like dream in high school of starting a band together?
No. Not even. I mean, we all, I don't know. We all like jammed and stuff, but I think we all actually came to Vancouver for like different reasons and then started jamming and stuff like that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Awesome. Yeah. Gotta let what happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it all kind of came together, which was really nice. Nick and I just started writing some songs and like throwing house shows
in
our garage. Yeah, and we'd get like people really weird and do weird stuff over there. And then Jordan saw that.
Such as what? You can't say
that. Well, we just like have a lot of naked parties all the time.
Naked parties?
Yeah,
where are these happening?
They used to be in South Van. We'd have parties called Home Fest.
Right.
So we'd just have like a bunch of our friends that were playing music and DJs come and everyone would get wild. But that was just over a year ago, I'd say.
Yeah.
Right. Are those naked parties still going on?
Every second Tuesday.
Behind the scenes, they always are because we're real close friends, you know.
Right.
You know what I mean? But
of course.
We're trying
to hide.
Yeah, sorry. We're trying to let the music do the talking now when we play shows, but we've definitely taken our clothes off a lot.
Not your bodies.
No.
Yeah, just with the words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rec got us a little too loose this summer, so.
Mm. Yeah, Rec will do that. Yeah. You gotta give with your music, evoke the feeling of the nudity, but with words, and that's really when
you don't
know
have to get naked.
Written a good song. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Get naked with your music.
Get naked with your music. Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
Yeah, Will gets pantsed at shows now, though. He's like, people.
There's sort of an expectation.
Well, it was you that pantsed him last.
I was gonna say, like, looks most likely that like you Ross would be pantsing him.
Dude, I've never pantsed you on stage. I don't think.
Just looks like a prankster.
Yeah, a little bit.
But yeah, wow, learning a lot about you guys. Yeah, I didn't know anything about Illacuta before encountering you.
Yeah.
As it happened.
You probably still may not know anything about us.
No, I really don't.
We like to seem mischievous on the surface, but there's a lot more.
There's a lot deep down.
Oh yeah.
Super deep.
We do watercolors.
Really?
I've been getting into chakras.
No,
I've been
What do you actually do? Like that's not music and seeming all cool and goofy.
I juggle.
You juggle?
Yeah.
How many things can you juggle at a time?
Three.
Super basic.
I can do three in like six different variations.
Six different variations. Okay. Yeah. That's pretty impressive. What about you? Got a hidden talent.
Oh, man. I don't know. I like to.
You do lots of stuff.
I do lots of stuff. I like to sleep a lot. Eat a lot. I went to school. Me and Ryan both went to school for like music production and audio engineering.
Okay.
So I got like my own little recording studio, which is kind of how like we have like some recordings on Bandcamp right now, which is kind of how that like all started. Is I wasn't playing in the band, it was just Jordan and Will and Nick, and they came to me to do some recording. And then over time, we just spent a lot of time in the studio together trying to figure out what we were doing with the songs and kind of ended up playing bass on them just through that because we were all good friends anyway. And then I think just kind of same story with Rye. Like we just, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, finished school.
Yeah, finished school and came together.
Wow.
And
that in itself is a feat. I feel that.
Well, I mean, it was only a year, so.
They didn't want to work a 9-to-5 or paint or anything, but I guess when they finished school, they still ended up there, so they wanted a bit a bit more of a lively nightlife.
Yeah. Right. That makes sense.
What do you do, Will?
I don't know what I like to do. I love to snowboard and skate a lot, but music recently took over.
Skate or die, man.
Yeah, but well, more snow or die, but you get broke off too much.
Right.
So my guitar was always there for me.
Yeah.
I love to cook. I like to go on hikes.
Oh, you like to cook.
Great cook.
It's kind of just like regular, regular,
regular
stuff.
Regular stuff. You're just regular dudes, you know? Yeah. This is humanizing you from this crazy band. Do you guys have any favorite like music or something? We could play some songs of your picking.
Yeah, actually, can we hear I Live in a Van by Afro Man?
Okay, let me pull it up. You guys can tell us a little about.
Basically, it just takes me back to the good old days when I was living in Whistler, being a bum, essentially living in a van, still living in someone's closet. And, you know, it's sentimental to us.
I think this song is just representative of what we all actually want to be doing.
Okay.
Very true.
You know.
So should we let the song speak for itself and give
absolutely.
It a play? Wait, it's on YouTube. Let's make sure there's no ads. Excellent. All right. Here we go.
Try to be polite to these fake bitches. One of these bitches is just might. Just kick it with an internet rapper tonight. Hey. Best case scenario. We get high and fuck very slow. Pass out with an ass out. So I can rub it. Man, I love it. Early in the morning, yes, yes, I know. Hug my neck, kiss my cheek, yes, she gots to go. I do too. I do too. I do too. Smoke some more weed, drink some more brew. Sure. I love my life. Peace, no stress and strife. My name is Afro Man. I live in the back of a Chevrolet van. Every night, I'm somewhere new. Smoking weed, drinking brew. My name is Afro Man. I live in the back of a Chevrolet van. Every night, I'm somewhere new. Smoking weed, drinking brew. My name is Afro Man. I live in the back of a Chevrolet van. Every night, I'm somewhere new. Smoking weed, drinking brew. My name is Afro Man. I live in the back of a Chevrolet van. Every night, I'm somewhere new. Smoking weed, drinking brew.
And we're back on air on Music the Observant on CITR 101.9. We are here with Illacuda, three members of them in studio with me. What's up?
Top of the day. Great day to be alive out
here.
Great
day to be alive.
There's a little bit of rain in the forecast here, but...
Yeah, why don't you give us the weather report?
Just like every other Vancouverite, right? Let's not talk about that. You know what it's going to be doing
every
for the next, like, 6 months.
Every yeah, other yeah. anyone, like Edmonton, it's like... It's gonna be cold.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes. Yeah,
cold and mosquitoes. Nice, yeah, you don't have any mosquitoes here.
No.
I don't miss those. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, right on.
Don't like the bugs that much.
Ross is now wearing some headphones. How is that feeling?
They sound great. Audio quality 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Yeah, this is a pretty nice new station we
got here.
Yeah,
this is a really nice spot.
Not really sure why it's painted like neon green and yellow and stuff, but
keeping it lively.
Not really.
Yeah, it works.
It's like keeping your hair is pretty lively.
Thank you.
Yeah. There you go.
Thanks, Katie.
Katie Carlson. Yeah.
Keeping us all styling.
Gives us our fresh cuts.
Really?
Well, no.
You need a stylist caller.
I do.
Yeah, she is good though. She's tight. Yeah, she's awesome.
Did she do that?
Yeah, she's sick. Yeah, she's pretty good.
Pretty dope.
Great.
All right. Cool. So you thought of another song. Or another artist you want to play? More Wine, the band from Edmonton that you're going to be?
Yeah, they've played here with us, too. They're our good friends. If any of you guys are on Facebook right now, I suggest looking up Yo Girl Wanna Chill. Danger said Mac from this band. He's hilarious. Follow his stuff. Really good band, though.
What's his Instagram?
Tradesman Gord.
Yeah, everyone.
Alberta Tradesman Gord.
Yeah, everyone go. Everyone go follow Alberta Tradesman Gord on Instagram. It's awesome.
That's especially he's saving up funny for people from Alberta.
Saving up for a new truck, I heard.
3,500 Duramax.
Yeah,
a new truck.
Yeah, that's what his Instagram.
And his own shop.
That's what his Instagram bio says.
No, he's not.
So with that in mind, with this song, it kind of gives a little backstory to. Yo Girl Wanna Chill.
Yo Girl Wanna Chill.
All right, okay. You've got me curious. Let's check it out. All the Time by More Wine.
Thank you.
Here we are back with some more smooth on CITR.
You
swiped
that from me, but it was way better than I ever do, so I can't really say anything. Anyway, yeah, that was pretty rad.
Shout out to Yo Girl Wanna Chill for that great track.
Yeah.
Shout out to Nick and Jordan that are on their way here with our kick pedal so we can play a couple songs.
Best wishes.
Live.
Phil's voice.
Not pre-recorded.
Do you want to do any shout outs, Ross?
Yeah, Susie from Bridal Party. She's great. I hope she's listening. Got some funny stories about Suze.
They're not
airwave. Friendly. Well, most of them are actually. Every story about Suze is great, but yeah, shout out to her.
Shouts out.
She's a witch?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, really cool. Oh, hey, there they are.
The
come on in.
Here, so tell me about this Bridal Party song.
So,
and
this
then you
is
guys
the band that our
ready.
Friend Susie is in. And they're a terrific band from Victoria, BC.
All right.
And we hope you enjoy.
All right. Okay. And then, I'll give you the signal and you guys will play.
It's terrific.
All right.
Terrific.
Oh, terrific. Okay, nice chatting. All right. Okay. Hot Days by Bridal Party and then some pretty sick live music here on Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9.
Thank you. all the flies can't wash away my sweat. Radio whispers something about a fire ban. You turned on the fan, heat circles around our neck.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Eating sustainably is important, but not always affordable. Luckily, Sprouts has not one, but two on-campus cafes that serve organic, earth-friendly, locally produced meals at prices that don't make you want to cry. Stop by Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Old Sub or Seedlings Cafe on the top floor of the Graduate Building above Kerner's Pub. If you want more information about our cafes, initiatives, or are interested in volunteering, visit our website, ubcsprouts.ca, like our page on Facebook, or give us a sneaky follow on Instagram at SproutsUBC.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
All right, so Illicuda is just sound checking. I'm very excited that they are finally almost about to play. Just while they get ready, I think we'll just play one more song, and it's going to be by Bridal Party again, because, you know, Illicuda introduced me to them, and they sound pretty legit. I really liked My Brother's Keeper, which is the first song that was played, and I think we're going to go with Lilac Mornings. Yeah, so after the song, hopefully Illicuda will be all set up and ready to go here on CITR 101.9 FM. All right.
Lilac mornings, I can hear you cry. A taste of all the things I left behind. Nothing is glamorous at night. My room enameled and contrived. Without warning, I broke.
What a day it has been. But Illacuta is finally ready to play. So without further ado, Illacuta live in studio at CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
just doing a quick instrument change here. Jelly is hopping on the old guitar. Jordan's on the old guitar for this one. This next song is about being in love, but you don't want to be in love. And you're ashamed of that love. And I don't know, this is kind of how I feel. Pre-recorded. This next one we are about to perform is called Stop Calling Me. It's written about another love song. They're all love songs. The album's going to be called Love and Call and Collect. Just kidding. Thank you.
This next song is about the nightlife. And the drinks in the nightlife. Thanks everybody for hanging out and listening. It means a lot to us. And thank you, Emily, for having us. Thank you. another quick change of instruments here. Let me know when we're all ready to go, boys. A nice little number. Kicks off for our second to last number. Thank you. We got one more.
All right, everyone, that was Illacuda live on Music for the Observant here on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Emily. I just want to thank Illacuda so, so much for coming in and being total champs despite some technical difficulties or lack of technology difficulties. But yeah, that was awesome, guys. Check out Illacuda. I mean, you've already checked them out right here, but they'll be playing some shows around Vancouver and Victoria and Edmonton. And I think you're going to be hearing a lot more from them. Thanks for tuning in. I am Emily. This is CITR 101.9. That was Illacuda. Keep it rad. Keep this Wednesday rad. All right. Signing off.